You've bagged this amazing lady, the relationship is electric, everything is perfect, and you are pretty sure she is the one, until it all comes to an end. She's gone and you are more lost than you have ever been, and over time you will recover from the breakup, but maybe you just cannot stop thinking about her. So what should you do? I get it, it's painful. But today we are going to discover the 8 reasons that you cannot stop thinking about that special lady. Plus we have some tips and some tricks to help you stop thinking about her so you can get your life back on track. So this video is for the gentlemen both in and out of a relationship. You love her. If you have been in a relationship with a lady for a long time, you have probably developed strong, strong feelings for her. You may potentially even love her. So if you do break up or part ways, it's totally understandable that you are going to miss her. And you are going to be thinking about her non-stop. Because when we are in love with someone, we cannot stop thinking about them. Our brain literally pushes those thoughts to the front of our mind and our brain releases happy hormones. And when that person is gone, our brain tries to recreate those hormones, like an addiction. It wants more, so it keeps reminding you about that special lady, so you go out there and get her closer. And if you are experiencing this, then you need to take some time to yourself. Unfortunately, we cannot avoid our problems. We have to face them straight on. So why not spend a night away by yourself? It's going to give you time to process what has happened, acknowledge it, and then move on. But alternatively, if you have been dating a lovely lady for a while and you just can't get her out of your mind, well, this could be love. You are distracting yourself from other areas of your life. We do all sorts of things to distract us from our lives, and one of them is dating people or focusing solely on a relationship. We convince ourselves that if this relationship works, the rest of our lives will fall into place. But to be honest, gents, sometimes this does work, but most of the time though, it's simply a huge distraction. We can end up losing the relationship and still having to deal with the areas of our lives that we were avoiding. So it's very important to take some time to carefully think about this. Are you trying to avoid the issues that you are still having with your parents? Are you trying to distract yourself from that horrible job that you go to every day? And are you really putting a band-aid over the hurt from a past relationship? We've all done it, let's be honest, but it's important that we deal with our problems head on, and then we can enter into a healthy relationship. You are afraid to lose her. You have found someone that completes you, but you are very afraid that you might lose her for good. She is everything you have ever dreamed of, so it's understandable that you don't want to let her go. It's also great that you are thinking about her, because when we like people, we should think about them, obviously. But if you are thinking about her all the time though, it's because you are afraid of losing her, and this can come across as desperation. Our body language often reflects our thoughts, so if you are thinking she's going to realise that she can do a lot better, you might actually find your body language saying this too, meaning the lady of your dreams can actually tell. Now gentlemen, this is when I'm going to tell you to believe in your awesome self. You need to believe that you are good enough, because you are. Anyone will be lucky to have you in their life, and if a lady does choose to leave you, it just was not meant to be. There are plenty more ladies out there in the world that will be interested, so trust that she is going to stick around, and if she doesn't, well, it's time to move on and find someone better. You are always on her social media. If you are always checking out her social media, chances are, well, you're just reinforcing the fact of thinking about her. It's a classic pattern that we all follow, refreshing the page to see if she's updated it, checking her stories to see who she's with and what she's doing, looking through pictures on Facebook, going through Twitter. Is this something that you guys have done? We're all guilty of it. And it's a hard habit to break because it becomes addictive. If you want to stop thinking about her, stop going on her social media. You want to keep thinking about her? Well then carry on scrolling, my friend. You're afraid of rejection, and deep down we all are. Have you been dating this special lady for a while? You have taken her to some really special places, and you've even met her friends, and now you cannot stop thinking about her, and you want to ask her to be your girlfriend. So you're afraid though that she might reject you. Maybe she will say, oh sorry, I just see you as a friend. That always cuts deep, doesn't it, guys? But imagine if she doesn't say that. Imagine if she says, yes, I would love to be your girlfriend. You would be floating on cloud 9. So when you are afraid of rejection, you are going to be nervous around her. She's going to pick up on this pretty easily. So instead, just tell her how you are feeling. And if she doesn't want it to go any further, that really sucks, but it's going to be okay. The fear of rejection usually stems from limiting self-beliefs. It could be that you feel you were never good enough for her and that you're never going to find anyone just like her because she is one in a million. You may even fear that her friends and family are going to be laughing about you behind your back. Now, rejection does suck for everybody, but have a think about your last breakup or the last time that someone turned you down. Now, of course, it really hurt, but in the end, you got over it. You found another person to date. You were over that heartbreak. Time is one of the biggest healers. It's going to remove the pain gradually, day by day. You just don't see that when you are in the thick of that pain. The lady is an enigma. You just can't quite put your finger on it, but there is something different about this specific lady. She is mysterious. You can't figure her out, and you feel as if you have so much more to learn about her. She drives you wild, and you constantly think about her, wondering what she's thinking. What is she doing? And guys, you can hardly ever figure this type of lady out, so why bother? Instead, give your brain a much needed rest. If you are going to like her, just roll with everything. If you are unsure or you are the type of person who likes to know everything about someone, then she may not be the lady for you. Instead, find someone who is an open book. Because remember, we are all attracted to different types of people. Another reason you can't stop thinking about her is because you are lonely. You might not be able to stop thinking about your special lady because you are lonely. Perhaps she's a past girlfriend or you would like to date her. It's important to remember that everyone has been lonely at some point in their life. And it's not the best time to enter into a relationship when you feel it. Sometimes being lonely means we need something more in our lives, some enrichment. Maybe we need to spend more time with our friends, or maybe we need to discover a new hobby. Sometimes, though, it can be deeper, like we are having issues at work. But either way, a relationship is not always the answer to loneliness. If it is something that I've just said, it's something that you have to fix first before you can dive headfirst into a new relationship. And if you think this might be it, try to keep yourself occupied, and if she's still on your mind, try and make contact with her, see how it goes. Who knows, she might be lonely as well. She's the one. She might simply just be the one. Sometimes when someone walks into a room, a spark goes off and you just know she's the one. Or you could be in a relationship with her and all of a sudden it just kind of hits you on the head. She's the one. This is such a great reason for not being able to stop thinking about her. And if this is the reason, take your time to progress the relationships and treat that lucky lady like she is a queen every single day. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.